Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. Happy New Year! And if you're an energy investor, these three words couldn't come soon enough. As we close the books on 2015 and move into 2016, let's take a look at how we finished 2015. U.S. crude oil prices ended 2015 at $37.04, representing a 30% decline from the beginning of the year. In 2015, crude oil prices declined for the second consecutive year. So, how does this commodity cycle compare to other peak-to-trough cycles in recent history? We are on day 530 of the current cycle, which is the second longest cycle in recent history. Only the commodity cycle in 1997 and 1998 lasted longer than the current one we are experiencing. In addition to crude oil prices falling, natural gas prices dropped for the second consecutive year as well, falling 23% in 2015. So consequently, the energy sector was the worst performing sector in the S&P 500 index in 2015, falling by over 20%. What were the returns for the E&P sector in 2015? Stock prices of oil and gas producers, as represented by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, fell by 37% in 2015. Only 6 of the 66 stocks included in the index delivered a positive return. Individual stock returns ranged between a negative 85% to a positive 29%. Did any set of stocks stand out in 2015? Permian Basin-focused producers performed the best, with an average price decline of 7%. How did MLP performance turn out? Despite growing cash flow and rising cash distributions, MLP stock prices, as represented by the Tortoise MLP Index, dropped by 32% in 2015. The current yield on the Tortoise MLP Index is 8.7%. 90% of the MLPs included in the index experienced negative returns in 2015. The range of returns for the 102 MLPs included in the index was between a positive 110% and a negative 91%. Which MLPs performed the best? The best performing were the variable pay, refining-focused MLPs. Which MLP sectors experienced the weakest performance? Frac sand and E&P MLPs were the weakest performers, as many either suspended or significantly reduced their cash distributions in 2015. Who were the biggest beneficiaries of low energy prices? The U.S. consumer. The benefit of low oil prices is low gasoline prices. Gasoline prices are as low as they have been since 2009. In 2015, over $100 billion of cash savings were realized by the U.S. consumer as a result of lower gasoline prices. Last week was a light week on the news front, but here are some of the biggest stories for the week. Would anybody in the energy industry have predicted that U.S.-produced crude oil would be exported before liquefied natural gas? Probably not, but in a historic event in energy history, for the first time in 40 years, U.S.-produced light crude oil was exported last week. ConocoPhillips and NuStar Energy announced that Vitol purchased Eagle Ford Shale light crude oil that was loaded at NuStar's North Beach Terminal in the port of Corpus Christi on December 31st. This represents the nation's first export cargo of crude since the 40-year ban was lifted. In addition, Enterprise Products Partners announced that it has agreed to provide pipeline and marine terminal services to load its first export of crude oil produced in the U.S. The 600,000-barrel cargo of domestic light crude oil is scheduled to load on the Houston Ship Channel during the first week of January of 2016. Enterprise also completed its final phase of its LPG export terminal expansion as well. These announcements highlight the significant change that is happening in 2016 as the U.S. expands its role as a provider of low-cost energy to the rest of the world, as the U.S. becomes an exporter of crude oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids. Does the fact that it was 72 degrees in New York City on Christmas Day mean global warming is happening? Well, probably not, but climate change is at the front of everybody's mind. A simple, practical solution to reducing carbon emissions involves using more low-cost, U.S.-produced natural gas to produce electricity. In its monthly update, the EIA highlighted how natural gas is gaining market share by replacing coal in the electricity generation market. In October, natural gas represented 35% of the electricity generation mix compared to coal, which represented 31%. These numbers might not mean much until you compare them to the five-year averages. Historically, natural gas has represented only 28% of the generation mix, while coal represented 39%. These numbers emphasize how natural gas continues to gain market share and coal is losing market share. Ultimately, this shift in commodities will help the environment by reducing carbon emissions. What is the latest rig count? The Baker Hughes rig count fell by another two rigs. In 2015, the U.S. rig count fell by 1,113 rigs, or 61%. The current rig count is at its lowest level this century. The last time the rig count was this low was September of 1999. The EIA released monthly crude oil production volumes for October last week. The good news is that U.S. oil production is approximately 350,000 barrels per day below its peak. It appears that the exit rate of U.S. oil production in 2015 will be close to the exit rate at the end of 2014, so U.S. oil production appears to have stalled. The EIA forecasts U.S. oil production to fall by 500,000 barrels per day in 2016. And lastly, Saudi Arabia released its 2016 budget last week. After operating at a surplus for many years, Saudi Arabia projects an $87 billion budget deficit in 2016 after recording a record $98 billion budget deficit in 2015. It is assumed that Saudi Arabia forecasted a $45 per barrel oil price in its budget. Stay tuned on the impact that record budget deficits could have on oil prices. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.